LiveWire with Ling Pang.
Hi, this is Ling Pang for LiveWire. Welcome to the festive special with the Ritchie family. Courtesy of Ling Pang, I'm delighted to be joined by three members of the band. The Ritchie family is an American vocal group based in Philadelphia that achieved several hits during the disco era. I'll be speaking to them individually. They are Cassandra Wootton, Cheryl Mason-Dorman, and Renee Guillory-Waring. Welcome, Cassandra. How are you?
I'm great.
You yourself and Cheryl and Renee are the original members of the band. Is that correct?
Right. Me and Cheryl, and our third original member was Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn Wesley.
Renee is a new member, joined recently.
In 2011. So she's new, but she's not very new, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. You all knew each other. How did that happen?
Actually, yeah, we didn't know Renee. And until 2011, Cheryl and I hadn't agreed that we would actually wanted to resume our careers. Cheryl always wanted to. And for me, it was like I wasn't 100% on board with resuming. I thought maybe the time had come and gone for us. And as a result, you know, I was a little bit reluctant. But as things would have it, you know, there was a second lineup of the Ritchie family. And we had no idea that they were even out there performing. But we saw them perform in the Netherlands on a YouTube video or something. And they were singing The Best Is Going Down. And they were singing, lip-singing to our voices. And frankly, that made me angry, and it made me really say, hey, wait a minute. People are going to think that these girls are the originals, and this will not do. So I was determined that if anybody was going to do Ritchie family music, it was going to be the people that recorded it, which included myself and Cheryl. So since Gwendolyn did not want to sing anymore, you know, secular music, Renee was somebody that we heard could sing, had not met her. And she came and she actually auditioned, and we liked her. We liked her voice. And we decided that she would be the one that would be the third member of the Ritchie family. So, you know, we just met her in 2011, and she became a part of the group, you know, in that same time period. And we just kept going forward from there.
Did you get to do much performances over the UK?
Well, I think, you know, we did something over there once, but the truth of the matter is we never really played the UK as much as we wanted to. And more and more our fans from the UK, they reach out to us on Facebook and other social media. And I think to myself, gosh, it would be great to get back to the UK because we do seem to have a large fan base over there. And it would be great to get reacquainted with them and have a chance to do our music for them. Like, there are certain fans that we're in touch with constantly. You know, they send us a lot of messages. One of the fans even told me about a book that was written that we were a part of. And I'm like, really? As a matter of fact, as a result, I went out and I bought the book because we were mentioned in it. It was one of the UK fans that made me aware of it, though. I had no idea. So, you know, the UK is cool, and we just like to get over there and, you know, hey, meet and greet.
Your band is focused on disco music, very lively. Some of the songs that we know, Life is Music, African Queen, Brazil, and a track called Ice. That's quite a latest release, isn't it, in 2016. And The Best Disco in Town. And look, absolutely beautiful when you perform. Your choreography, your performance, all amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, that's one of the things that we definitely wanted to keep as a part of our show. You know, as years go by, you know, it's a little bit more difficult to execute some of the moves or whatever. But that's one of the things that we really focus on when we rehearse, because we want to still execute those steps because we think that people appreciate that, us putting out that effort. And we enjoy doing it. You know, we still like to shake our booty.
Well, you talked about new music.
It's called What You Got, and it's definitely dance music. We're excited about it. It's a guy by the name of Rocky Jordan. He's out of Chicago, His moniker is DJ International. I really think we've got a good product and happy with it. It's called What You Got.
How did you become the Yum Yums? Yeah, tell me about the Yum Yums.
And that is really surprising because when I was about, 15, 16 years old, we did a song called Looky, Looky What I Got and Gonna Be a Big Thing was the flip side. But, we were in high school, and we were part of a neighborhood group, me and Gwen and three other ladies, and we were calling ourselves the Superior X. And we met a record producer by the name of, Jerry Ross. And Jerry Ross had us do a song called, Looky, Looky What I Got, Gonna Be a Big Thing. And yeah. He named us the Yum Yums. And we did that one song with him, and I believe it was released on ABC Paramount Records. And, I heard it on the radio one time. And then one of our people, talked to somebody in the UK and said that the song is actually popular in clubs in the UK. And I'm like, really? So I think if we come to the UK, the Ritchie family will probably do that song.
Yeah, it's a Northern Soul classic, Cassandra.
Yeah,
it's huge.
That is so surprising to me.
Yeah,
but it would
huge.
Be great to do that song. I think that once the pandemic is up, we're going to be doing a lot of traveling because everybody is starved for entertainment. People are reaching out and they were saying, we miss you, we want to see you, and we want to see everybody too.
In the past, you have also went on to form Honey and the Bees, along with Nadine Fielder and Jean Davis. Have I got that correct?
Yeah.
Yes?
You got it right. Nadine Fielder and Jean Davis, still two of my closest friends. We did a tribute to Honey and the Bees about 4 or 5 years ago, and we did Honey and the Bee songs, and it was the first time. So Cheryl and Renee, they really enjoyed doing it. And they said, we've got to put more Honey and the Bee songs in our show. The thing is, most of our shows, we're doing like 4 songs because there are other acts on the show. So we don't get to do a whole 40-minute set all the time. But we decided that when we start doing longer sets, we're going to include a couple of Honey and the Bee songs because we realize there's an audience for it, and they're all part of our legacy.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever written songs as well?
Well, here's the thing. The new song, What You Got, Renee and I wrote the lyrics to that. So we're beginning to branch out and doing some writing, and that was part of the joy of seeing the music and the lyrics come together in such a profound way that it's a good song. And I think the lyrics are catchy. So my songwriting career is starting to bloom. I find myself on my phone actually putting lyrics down constantly for future songs.
That's wonderful. You're on Facebook? You have website?
Yes, we're on Facebook as well as, we have a couple of Facebook pages. We have the tribute page, the Ritchie Family tribute page, and then there's the Ritchie Family, the band, Facebook page.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you again for this awesome opportunity to speak with you and say hello to the fans in the UK because we're coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Before I join my next guest, Cheryl, let's have a taster of the track The Best Disco in Town by the Ritchie Family.
Hello.
Hello, Cheryl. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You and Cassandra are the original members of the band, the Ritchie family.
Yeah, we're those two original ones that are left. Gwendolyn died.
I'm sad to hear that.
She was our other member. Yeah, she passed away in late November. So, but she wasn't singing with us anymore. Mm. She had decided she didn't want to sing secular music years and years ago. So she stopped singing in early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, moved to South Carolina. So that's where she was living. But and we found Renee Guillory Waring, and she took her place in our group.
Mm-hmm. Your band has released a new song.
It's house music, and Cassandra and Renee wrote the words. Pretty exciting to have that happen, which to me is, that's where disco morphed into, in a way, because house music is dance music, and that's what disco was. Has those driving beats and the different, a lot of music going on at the same time. So to me, it's disco to the next level.
You need a lot of energy to perform on stage, isn't it? Choreography and costumes, everything together when you're on stage is such a powerful atmosphere to be experiencing.
It is. It is. We had some of our choreography came from when we were doing in the late 70s from Richard Moten. He was our choreographer. Mm. And then when we got Renee, she took some of the songs and she choreographed some of the steps and the things that we do now. Mm-hmm. She added to what Richard had done.
Yeah. Did you start early as a musician first? How did that start?
Well, when I was 4 years old, my second mother decided that I should be in a choir. So she put me in a choir, and then she also got me vocal lessons and things. And in high school and junior high school, I was in plays and all kinds of music groups and things like that. When I went to college, I was a music major, applied music major. Mm. And I thought I was going to be an opera singer. That didn't turn out to be. So I changed to music as a music teaching, music education. Oh, and right. Then I decided I didn't want to do that, and I went into research and evaluation. I got a job I was singing with the Ritchie family. That was wonderful. But I was working at a university at the time that I met Cassandra and Gwen. Mm. And then I went to a music performing arts school that they were in. Mm. And Cassandra and I were in the same drama group. Gwendolyn was in the dance part of the school. So they were singing because they had been Honey and the Bees, but they had stopped being Honey and the Bees. Mm. And they were looking for one more person to join them to do background vocals in town. Mm-hmm. And they asked me would I sing with them. And we had a couple of rehearsals. We only really had two rehearsals. And we sounded good together. And then Jacques and Henri came to town, and Cassandra had met Jacques before. Mm. And apparently he wanted a girl group to be the Ritchie family. And so we went, we auditioned, they hired us on the spot, and we became the Ritchie family at that point. I went back to my job because they asked me to come that weekend to New York to do recording. So I went to New York with them, and they said, okay, we're going to be traveling, we're going to be doing this, that, and the other. And so I said, I have a regular job. So I went back to my job at the university, and I was like assistant director of housing for the resident students there. And I told them I needed a leave of absence for a year. I knew I wanted to take a leave of absence for a year. So they said, fine, they let me have it. And then after 6 months of traveling with the Ritchie family, I decided that was really what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was something I would do for free. So I really knew that was what I wanted to do. So I came back to my job, and I told them, you don't have to give me the next 6 months. I'm resigning. So then I just became full-time with the music.
Tell me a little bit about the song, Ice.
In 2016, we recorded Ice, which I love that song.
That's a beautiful song.
Well, the song's written by Zach Adams in New York. And Martha Wash has a record label, and she produced our song. And we went under her label, Purple Rose Records. And we went up to New York and recorded it. Renee is leading the song. And we put it out in 2016, and it did pretty good. The thing is, we had been on the top 40 dance music list in 1976, I think it was. 40 years later, ICE hit the same place in the music tallies, you know, like. So, yeah. So it was a good thing. It put us back, you know, put us back in there, and we started doing it along with the other songs that we already had. It was something new that we could add. Plus, we did some covers of other musicians that we like, depending on the person, that and their voices. And now we have the new song that's coming out, which we're really excited about. I think everybody's going to like it. I love it.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
Well, thank you, Ling. I really appreciate the interview. Thank you so much.
Hello, Renee. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much, Ling. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I talked with Cassandra and Cheryl. They call you the new girl.
I joined the Ritchie family in 2011. When they had started, I actually was in college. So I knew a little of their music, and but not a whole lot at that point. I was having fun in college, and when I got out, I became a teacher.
What subject?
English and social studies is what I taught. However, Ling, I've sung ever since I was 3 years old. I was very little. And I loved to sing. And my mom, whenever she had company over the weekends, would have you, I would use a shoehorn or a clothespin or a hairbrush handle, and I would just sing all the Motown songs. And what happened, as I got older, you know, I would sing for funerals and weddings and different things of that nature, you know, in my teen, you know, my young age as a teenager. And then even through college, I was in the gospel choirs and church choirs and all as I got older. So I never really stopped singing. I just didn't do it professionally. And when I was working at the School District of Philadelphia, Cheryl and I, we both were assistant principals. I ended up leaving the classroom and becoming an administrator. Yeah. So I was an administrator, and we had a mutual friend who worked for the school district, Cheryl and I. When the ladies decided to get back together, Gwen didn't want to do it again, so they were looking for another singer, and our mutual friend recommended me.
So that's how you change from a teacher to a professional musician.
I was still working for the school district in 2011. So I did both, but at that point, we were still trying to get ourselves together. We were rehearsing, practicing. I was learning all the songs and everything. And so we didn't really do a show until around 2012. It was small, very small. And then I retired in 2013. So when I retired, that allowed me to go full-fledged into, you know, my music and working with the ladies. And then we started, you know, doing some other shows here and there in New York, down in Jersey. We didn't really travel at much then, but as time went on, we ended up continuing to do little shows around our area, New York, Philadelphia, Jersey. And then we were approached by James Washington, who literally works with Martha Wash. And they asked would we record a song in 2016. We recorded ICE. That was my very first time going into the studio and recording a song for release.
Yes, I heard the song is beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are a very good choreographer and a songwriter.
Yes. I think I've been writing little songs here and there since I was a little one, but, you know, nothing serious. However, Ling, I've danced all my life. My mother sent me to dancing school, modeling school. She got me vocal lessons. She really made sure that I was well-rounded, and I love dance. The only reason why I stopped is because my family wanted me to go to college. But even when I was in college, I still did some choreography. And when I came out of school, I was friends, by the way. I grew up with Sister Sledge.
How lovely.
Yeah. We're very good friends of mine, especially the one, Joni, who got rest her soul. She's gone. She was my best friend. And she knew that I danced. So when they started going on the road, I was actually teaching at the time, and she would always come off the road and come see me. Renee, I need some steps. Can you give me some steps? And I would give her a couple of steps. And I said, well, try this or try that. So, yes, I do choreograph, and I was very happy to lend that talent to the Ritchie family.
The Ritchie family released new songs.
Yes, Cassandra and I, she had written a couple of lyrics, and so did I, and we placed them in to the music. They basically sent us a track of, it was just an instrumental track. So we were able to just let our creative juices flow, and it was a lot of fun. And we came up with, you know, Cassandra came up with a couple of lyrics, so did I, and we collaborated and made the song is called What You Got. So it's, in the way that I had envisioned it, and I shared that with the ladies, is the music kind of made me think of, you know, people kind of looking for a club. You know, they're out on a Friday night, and they're kind of looking for a good time. And so, you know, back in the day when we used to go to dances and clubs, we used to say to our dance partner, oh, what moves you got? What kind of moves you got? What you got? You know.
That's clever.
Yes. I was so honored and so blessed to have been chosen to be a part and to help to keep the legacy alive and to move it, help to move it forward.
I absolutely enjoy having you on the show. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the Ritchie family, Cassandra, Cheryl, and Renee.
hitters on it all the way to the club when we in the coupe. Been thinking about it, finna hit a move. About to get a dose of that, but I can't let it get me in the loop. Big boy moves, better catch up. Just my cologne, make your wife pull a dress up. They got us going pop, not meaning we ain't letting up. But I still act up, I'm having clean the mess up. Mess up. Give me the beat, I be murdering. No cap, R&D with the rich, you ain't heard of it. Been high, but that don't mean I don't got rock. She whisper in my ear like, what you got? And I be like, ooh. Walking past women in the club like, ooh. If you coming weak, you know it's a dub, right? Damn, they did not jam. Damn, what? Told her that's a whole lot of hand. What it up like?
LiveWire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.